The company isn't giving specifics on what exactly those jobs will be, but a spokeswoman says some of the work is in IT. Other positions will augment the Dreamliner production facility that's already there. The news about the South Carolina expansion comes just a few weeks after Boeing said it's reducing its workforce here in the Puget Sound region. Alex Peach heads Governor Jay Inslee's Office of Aerospace. He says it's important to keep the number of jobs in perspective.
Boeing hired 13,000 employees in Washington since February of 2011. Now we have over 86,000 Boeing employees in the state of Washington, I'd say. And even after these new 2,000 jobs in South Carolina, they'll have 8,000 employees. So the scale of Boeing's presence in our two states is dramatically different.
South Carolina lawmakers are proposing to issue $120 million worth of bonds to support Boeing's expansion. Peach says he doesn't expect the two states to engage in an arms race of incentives. Right now, the big question is where Boeing will build the next version of its 777 twin-engine plane. Peach says his office will be making the case to Boeing that building the plane here in Washington makes the most business sense. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.